USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I watched that beautiful ship floating in today into, weeks ahead of schedule, almost 4 weeks ahead of schedule into New York Harbor.
President Trump in the Rose Garden at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, talking about the USNS Comfort arriving in New York City. The vessel and the members of the military on board will be able to support local hospitals dealing with corona cases and be able to treat up to 1,000 patients with other ailments.
And I watched the Mercy floating in to Los Angeles almost a week ago. They are stocked. They are really ready to go. They're stocked with both talent and tremendous amounts of equipment. The Navy and everybody else involved, they got it ready so fast. It's just incredible what they can do. They've geared up. That's why, I am so impressed by the people involved. Mike and I were talking about it before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Continuing now with our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, we are closely following the economy, Wall Street, and gas prices. The Dow gaining 690 points, the NASDAQ up 271, the S&P 500 up 85. As for the price you pay at the pump,
gasoline prices have dropped 12 cents a gallon for a nationwide average of $1.97. That is the lowest since 2016. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price is expected to go even lower this week.
Average gas prices will likely continue falling as much as 25 to another 50 cents per gallon, with the most expensive states, including California and Hawaii, likely to see the biggest drops.
The national average is a 73-cent drop from last month.
Average prices now stand 73 cents lower than a month ago, as the drop in gasoline demand has precipitated a large drop in gasoline prices.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A popular host on Fox Business shown the door after a statement she makes during the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
When her show was shelved on March 13th, the Fox Business Network says it was just taking prudent steps to limit staffing levels during the coronavirus pandemic. But now Trish Regan is out of a job at the Fox Business Network. She had captured the attention of many for a segment that had aired earlier in March, suggesting that liberals were purposely overstating the effects of the spread of the virus so as to discredit President Trump. Regan worked as a business news correspondent at CBS, CNBC, and Bloomberg TV in the past. She arrived at Fox Business in 2015 and jumped to primetime in 2019.
And more now on social distancing during the coronavirus crisis. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump says lives will be saved by extending the administration's coronavirus social distancing guidelines until April 30th.
This is based on modeling that shows the peak in fatalities will not arrive for another 2 weeks. The same modeling also shows that by very vigorously following these guidelines, we could save more than 1 million American lives.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Monday. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
We're now testing nearly 100,000 samples a day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.